My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you find yourself complaining, either on your own or in a group, get in the habit of asking, what do you think we can do about that? Focusing on solutions instead of grievances is a much more productive way to go through life. So I know complaining is one of the simplest human pleasures. We all do it. I certainly do it a lot. It can be a way for people to bond or blow off steam, particularly in situations where people feel relatively powerless. I get that. But I'm also guessing that if you're the sort of person listening to this podcast, there are not that many situations in life where you are truly powerless. You have a lot of resources at your disposal, should you choose to call upon them. So when you find something that isn't working, and you start complaining about it to yourself or in a group, train yourself to ask, what do you think we can do about that? On your own or with others, you might be able to find a solution, or at least make some part of a bad situation a little better. So rather than complain about that meeting that always runs late, could you brainstorm solutions? Asking, what do I think I can do about that? Leads to one obvious idea, which is treating what your manager calls a 60-minute meeting as a 90-minute one for your calendar purposes. Just don't schedule anything immediately afterwards. Or, if you always spend 10 minutes talking about who will be on vacation when, you might offer to create a spreadsheet of this ahead of time, just to take it off your boss's plate. You might not make the meeting shorter, but you might. Or rather than complain about how your kids don't do chores, maybe you can tell them and your spouse that you are feeling overwhelmed and ask, what do you think we can do about that? I'm sure you have some ideas, but give their ideas a listen too. Who knows what they will come up with? If some of their ideas seem workable, they might be more invested in the solution. I know this is all easier said than done, and sometimes there aren't obvious solutions. But there's no harm in just learning to always ask this question. You can be part of the group griping and express your own frustration, but then asking, what do you think we can do about that? At least suggests that the conversation can move on to something else. Dwelling on problems without at least considering solutions tends not to be helpful. Maybe there isn't anything to be done, but maybe there is. And making something a little better can make a big difference. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.